Oh, my mind, look at the beloved Kripal. This is the Bhajan Takale Manave Kripal Pyarite on page 78. He who had the darshan of the Guru drank the cup of Amrit Nam. Oh, mind, become determined to have the support of Kripal. Whoever made his master sit in his heart finished the cycle of 84. Oh, my mind, keep the love for the glimpses of the master, within whose heart the love of the Guru will come. For him the door of Sachkhand will be opened. Oh, mind, memorize the hints of the true Guru. In a moment he removes the pain of the suffering ones. The ocean of love cannot be stopped. When he showers grace, the Lord liberates in a moment. The story of the love of the Master cannot be told. What praise can I do of the true beloved? Tell them, O Ajay, of the glimpses of Kripal. O my mind, look at the beloved Kripal. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 78.
Takale manave kripal pyaritai. Takale manave kripal pyaritai. Darshan guru da jisne kita. Amrit Naam Piyala Pita. Darshan Guru Da Jisne Kita. Amrit Naam Piyala Pita. Pagale Manave Kripala Sahare. Takale manave kripala pyaritai. Jisne bhi dil vich guru nu bitalia, jera chorasi vala mukalia. Jisne bhi dil vich guru nu bitalia, jera chorasi vala mukalia. Rakale manave guru pyara najare tai. Takale manave kripala pyare tai. Guru ta pyare jisa hirde cha aayega. Sachkhand da buha kula jayega. Guru da pyare jisa hirde cha aayega. Sachkhand da buha kula jayega. Ratle manahue sachya guru de ishare tai. Takale manahue kripala pyare tai. Dukhiya de dukha ika pala chani barada. Taliyana jave o samunda piyarda. Dukhiya de dukha ika pala chani barada. Taliyana jave o samunda piyarda. Deya jada oveka palavichatare sahi. Takale manaue kiripala piare tai. Dasinaka hani jaye guru de piardi. Karakisi fatame satcha dilatardi. Dasinaka hani jaye guru de piardi. Karakisi fatame satcha dilatardi. Dasale ajaiba kiripala de najare tai. Takale manawe kiripala piare tai. Takale manawe kiripala piare.
Whoever made his master sit in his heart finished the cycle of 84. Oh, my mind, keep the love for the glimpses of the master. The story of the love of the master cannot be told. What praise can I do of the true beloved? Tell them, O Ajay, of the glimpses of Kripal. Oh, my mind, look at the beloved Kripal. In 2 weeks, September 15th, Satsang will be at Mark and Yvette's. Today is September 1st, and it so happens that 61 years ago, on this day, I saw the Master Kripal physically for the first time. I want to read today my impressions of that time and also the talk that the master gave the following day, which was the first full-length talk that I ever heard of the master in his presence. So I'm reading from my book, Coming of Kripal. The master spent the summer in Europe. He flew into Washington, D.C. on September 1st, 1963. We left the kids with my parents and drove down to see him, not without some apprehension. We were expecting so much from him. How could we help but be disappointed? We missed his arrival at the airport, but drove straight to Mr. Connor's house on Delafield Place, where he was staying. When we got there, it was about 3:30 p.m., and Mr. Connor told us that Master was just leaving for the Friends Meeting House to hold satsang, and we could follow him over. We jumped in the car, backed into a driveway across the street, so that we were facing the house directly. And just at that moment, Master came out. We had a marvelous darshan for just half a minute. Even now, after seeing him many hundreds of times, I cannot forget that first incredible sight of him coming out of the house and getting into the car. Just the way he held his magnificent head and walked out was moving beyond words. At sight of him, Judith burst into tears, and I was overwhelmed with a sense of my own triviality. Seeing him, I understood instantly why the books lay such stress on the company of saints. Master stayed in Washington for 27 days, but we were only there for 3 of them. The work on our house was calling us back. Of course, Master was scheduled to come to became Santvani Ashram a month later, and there was still an enormous amount of work to do to prepare for that. But a number of things that happened in those 3 days were memorable. The second day, September 2nd, he met with many of us very informally in his room at Mr. Khanna's house. This was the first time we had seen him up close, and we were able to get a sense of what he was like. It was wonderful. Mr. Walter Cowan, a very prominent disciple from California, asked him, What can we do to promote harmony throughout all our groups? And the master answered as follows. First of all, we should forgive and forget the past. That is the foremost necessity. As I told you in my talk last night, many misunderstandings creep up, and the majority of them are due to hearing through the ears of others and seeing through the eyes of others. Take it as if they had not told you. Then you will be all right. Whatever has been done, if it is at all true that it happened, cannot be mended now. We have to forget. I tell you, the man who can forget is a very strong man. The majority of men cannot forgive. Forgiveness requires a very big heart. And how can those who do not like to forgive others expect forgiveness from God? We wish that we would be forgiven. We pray for that, is it not so? He will forgive us only if we forgive others too. If we don't forgive the God in others, how can the God who is there in others forgive us? Do you see? The first thing is to forgive. Not only to forgive, but to forget. Start afresh. And in the future, don't believe what others say. Others say what they have heard or seen. Unless you see something for your own selves or hear it with your own ears, don't believe it. If somebody tells you something unbecoming, know that a man has different moods. We are not perfect. If we have love for others, that very love beautifies even the worst of things. You have to see from that level. That's the only way. This is what should be done about the past. As for the future, you have to start your slate afresh. Many little things are already embedded in your mind. When others sometimes say, "Oh yes, it must be like that," you see it through the smoky glasses of the many things already lying within you. So the first thing I would say is to forgive and forget. And along with that, keep your diaries. Introspect your day-to-day life. Enter any infirmities on your part in your diaries and try to weed them out. This is the outward thing. The other is to devote regular time to the meditation practices. Both these together will work wonderfully. If you sit by fire, all cold will be gone. If you come in contact with the light and sound principle, naturally all infirmities will leave you. That is its effect. Some infirmities will go by outer self-introspection, and others will leave you by coming in contact with the God power within. In this way, you will grow in love. When love overflows, everything becomes new to us, and we will also have more progress from within. One thing which is still more important than all of these is to know that we are working for one common cause. As I told you last night, we have been brought into a relationship that can never end or break, even after death. We are grateful we have the human body. We are grateful we have some experience to start with on the way. And we are more grateful that we have been linked in such a relationship that it can never be broken. If anybody who is related to you, for instance, your child, slaps you on the face, what would you do? Would you kill him? You'd simply say, "All right, he's ignorant, that's all." When all of you are working for the one common cause before you, the more one can do, the better. The more each man can do, the more he will be respected by others. But mind that there should not be any egoistic feeling in what you do, that you are the greater man. Take the word world, W-O-R-L-D. If you eliminate the L from it, what remains is word. The word is God. If you eliminate yourself, the thought that you are doing it, you are God's. You become the mouthpiece of God. I think if you put this into practice for 2 or 3 months, you'll find a radical change. Sometimes there is the spirit. Well, I know more. I am more important. We are important insofar as God works through us, and we are working all for Him. There's no need of caring whether anybody is watching you work or not. Be true to Him. He is within you. I think that in a very short time you will see for your own selves. You will grow more in love. If another man can do more, or if anybody comes up to help you, the more fortunate you are. There's no question of possession or domination. These are very simple things that I think all of you know already. I'm not telling you anything new. First of all, we should forgive. We may have little daily dyings. Such and such man told me that. He thinks of me like that. That prepossessed idea is already within you, and you judge everything that happens with these smoky glasses. I think this will give you progress from day to day. You will find more love, and we should have confidence and trust in all those who are on the way. You can also have trust in others, for there are good people everywhere. But God knows you are selected to be good people. I remember an event in the time of the third guru of the Sikhs, Guru Amar Das. A man who was initiated was giving his small child a bath in the river, and somebody came running up to him and said, "Master wants you." What did he do? He left the child right where it was and ran to the master. And others asked him, "What are you doing? Your child will drown." "Oh, my brother is with him," he answered. We should have such like trust and confidence in one another. When we are all working for the same cause, what more is wanted? Don't look from the individual angle of vision. We have to look from the angle of vision we have been given. But this can develop only if we have no evil thought about anybody else. Even if anybody else does, it does not harm you. It harms you only when you take it for yourself. It so happened that somebody came up to Lord Buddha and began to call him names like anything. Sometimes you find such opposition comes up because there are rivals or parties. He came in the evening and he went on this way into the night. When a man is in an angry mood, he forgets everything all around him. It got dark, then he thought, "Oh, it's getting dark, I have to go back." As he was turning away, Buddha told him, "Well, look here, dear friend." "Yes, what do you have to say?" "Look here. If someone brings a present and the person for whom he has brought it does not accept it, with whom does that present remain?" "Well, naturally, with the one who has brought it." "Well, whatever present you have brought me, I do not accept." These are the lessons we learn from the lives of great men. I have been very fond of reading biographies ever since I was a student. You will find there is something in each great man. We have to just follow in their footsteps. I tell you, to reach God is not difficult, but to make a man is difficult. We are all on the way to perfection. Some 10%, some 20%, some 40%, but we are not yet fully perfect. But we have to be perfect as our Father is in heaven. That's our goal. And God loves all, even those who call him names, who do not believe in him. Is it not so? If you want to realize the God in you, you should also do the same. I think this is the way. I have told you no new thing, but we should start with a clean heart. What is past, it should be forgotten. First forgiven and then forgotten. Even in forgiving we say, "Oh, I've already forgiven you, why should I forgive you again?" This was put to Master Jesus. He was asked, "What should we do to forgive others? How many times should we forgive them? What do the scriptures say, 7 times? Jesus said, "I say, forgive him 70 times 7. This scripture is not only meant for reading or ruminating over, it is to be learned. Whatever you learn should become part and parcel of your life, and you will change like anything. I think that you have put a very good question. I already gave you a hint yesterday that it is all up to us. If Mr. Khanna is there, or you are there, or Mrs. Kelly is there, or anybody, A, B, C, or D, is there, they are working for the cause of the Master. There may be little flaws here or there, but if we look from the angle of love, we will see that everyone is doing his best in his own way. One thing more, we should learn appreciation of others. If you learn even that much, I think that it will sweep away all the dirt. It won't add any more dirt to it. Whatever little a man does, appreciate it. If he does more, appreciate it still more. Appreciation, I think, will save you from adding more trouble, more dirt to your mind. We don't appreciate others, I tell you. We all say, I have done the most. What I can do, nobody else can do. When that I-hood enters in, it spoils the whole show. A little poison added even to something sweet will kill you. So again, it is not difficult to reach God, but it is difficult to make a man. It takes time. The human body is the golden opportunity we have, and we can do it. Each one can change. There is hope for everybody. Every saint has his past and every sinner a future. A man who is now reading in the MA class or has a PhD was once reading in the primary class. And if a man who is now reading in the primary class gets the same help and guidance, he too can get the same degree. We should look at everybody from his level. If you have an MA or a higher degree and you think, oh, why does he not do as I am doing? That involves some condescension. These things, little by little added up, give the mind unrest. They also drive away every iota of love within you. Forgive and forget. Have appreciation for whatever anyone does. Do work for the sake of the common cause we have formed. Don't feel that others do less. Why not do your best? Each one should do his best and have appreciation for one another. I think this would be a very good ground for your meditation, too. These small thoughts vibrate. If you strike a small wire, it continues vibrating for some time. Every little thought vibrates. That is why, for some reason or another, our meditations are sometimes not good. You will remain a man outwardly. Master is a man like you. He has only two eyes, not four, do you see? He passes through the world and he becomes an example for others too. He doesn't have four hands or four feet for walking, but he has developed inwardly. You can also develop in this way, with proper help and guidance. Then Mr. Khanna asked the people in the back of the room if they could hear, which they could, and then Master says, I don't give lectures, you see. I give heart-to-heart talks. Then Jerry Astra Turk, the group leader from Miami, said, there are three beautiful children outside, and they are waiting for days to see you. Can I bring them in? And Master replied, surely, oh yes, bring them in. Suffer little children to come. They are the budding hopes of the coming generation. The budding hopes. The children, teenagers from the neighborhood, did come in, and then someone said, Master, give us that parable about bending the elbows again, would you please? And the Master said, the parable goes that the god Vishnu, who provides for the world, the same god but the aspect that is demarcated for a certain function, invited all the good and bad people, the gods and the demons, and prepared a very big banquet for them. The food was laid out and seats were arranged for everyone. They all sat together. Naturally, in events of this kind, the host has to say something. He said, "Ah, my dear friends, I welcome you. But there's one condition I have made, and that is when you eat your food, don't bend your arms. Of course, only when you bend your arm will the food reach your mouth, not otherwise. It is all for you. Enjoy it. Those people who were called bad had not developed. The demons racked their brains and thought, well, what are we to do? How are we to reach our mouths? They couldn't find any solution. So they said, perhaps we have been simply ridiculed, and they left the place. But the others who were still there said, there must be something in it. Those who are developed don't say anything unnecessary. When you hear something from them, there is some meaning in it, something in it. We should try to understand. They came to the conclusion. Yes, he said something very good. All right, we won't bend our arms. We will simply take the food and stretch out our arms and feed each other. If you stretch out your hand, it will reach my mouth. My hands will reach your mouth. This is a parable from which we have to learn. We only want to feed our own selves. If you would make others eat, make others happy, then I think all would be happy. There could be nobody who would remain unhappy. Share with others. This is given in all scriptures. They laid down the law of tithing, that is, giving something for the good of all the people. Some start with 1/40 until everything is given away for God. If we learn to share with others, there will be no feeling of otherness. What is causing all the trouble? One brother is rich, the other is poor. This one has been killed. That one is going hungry. Another doesn't care. I told some governors I met during this tour that all the problems of the governments will be solved. I told them, look here, you have been given custody of certain people under you. Look after their convenience to the best you can. Have love of service. Service of humanity is service of God. God has entrusted you with that. No matter what the number of people your country has, let them be served. You are responsible to God for that. If one country has more people to serve than it can manage, let the people of other countries manage to provide for them or transfer them to their country. Everything can be solved. And in 2 or 3 cases, they did change. We should think that whatever we have, others certainly have the same right. In our dominating spirits, we simply spoil the show, just for a little I-hood. The L should be eliminated from world, and the word will remain. These things are given in our scriptures, but we simply ruminate and go on devouring anything, not taking anything to heart, and making it part and parcel of our lives. When I was young, I used to read my scriptures of the Sikhs. It's a very voluminous book, covering over 1,400 pages, big size, and I think there are hundreds of hymns in it. I used to read only one hymn, and then put it down in writing. I considered that that was the lesson given to me for the day. I read it once, twice, 4 times, all throughout the day, and sometimes for 2 days. If we read scriptures in that way, I think we will change. We simply read them and then forget what was written there. We listen to a talk and on the same day we forget what the subject of the talk was. We should first learn wholeheartedly by attending wholeheartedly and then grasp the meaning and make it part and parcel of our lives. The food which is digested will give you strength. If the food is not digested, it will create some disease, some ferment in the body. This is what has to be done. Everybody knows what is best, but we simply learn and forget. Don't learn anything to be forgotten. Learn one thing and other things will follow. Learn to love and everything will be all right. Service will follow. Sacrifice will follow. Everything will follow. Love always knows giving. One who loves won't eat, he will give to others. A mother won't eat even if she has to take the morsel out of her own mouth and give it to the child. Similarly, make one point in your life definite. other things will follow. Be truthful. If you always tell the truth, who you are, what you are doing now, what you were doing last night, naturally, if you are doing anything wrong, you will be ashamed. You will try not to do it again. Similarly, if you digest one thing and make it part and parcel of your life will change. I think so many of you know so much, perhaps in many cases more than I do intellectually. But the difference is only that you have not digested it. That's all. Mr. Connor said, I think all group leaders and representatives are requested to get together at 3:30 for an hour or so we can talk things over in the presence of the Master. It is just for the leaders. And Master said, the leaders are as dear to me as you are, but if they have any difficulties in their work, we can have a heart-to-heart talk. It is only because you have some practical difficulties bothering you. This is what I suggested at the very beginning, in 1955, that all representatives who were chosen should lay their heads together at regular intervals so as to see what the difficulties are and if there can be any solution to them. If all of you sit together and love each other, it will be a very good example for others. If you don't meet with any other person and you are talking too highly about your own self and denouncing others, that's a bad name on the very movement. Do you follow me? Someone asked, Master, would you just give us a couple of words on love before you go? The Master said, love. What is a sign of love? The questioner repeated, what is a sign of love? Master said, yes, an outer sign. The one whom you remember, whom you love, is never forgotten, even in your dreams. So love so much that even in dreams you see him. Even in your deep, sound sleep, you may be giving out the same thing. Out of the abundance of heart, a man speaks. That's all.
ਆ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੋਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਕੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਹੋਈ ਹਦਾਇਤ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਪਰਬ੍ਰਹਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਤ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ ਖਤਮ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ ਔਰ ਜੋ ਮਾਇਆ ਲੁਭਾਣੀ ਸਭ ਇੱਕ ਨੂੰ ਠੱਗ ਲੈਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਉਹ ਨੇੜੇ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਆ ਸਕਦੀ ਗੀ ਔਰ
ਸਤ ਸੰਤੋਖ ਦੀ ਆ ਗੁਰੂ
ਕੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਸਤ ਸੰਤੋਖ ਦੇ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਲੋਭ ਦੇ ਥਾਂ ਉਹ ਸੰਤੋਖ ਦੇ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ
Now he says that what else does the master do for us? When we follow the teachings of the master, when we do our meditation according to the instructions of the master, and when we reach the Parabrahma, all our desires, all our expectations come to an end, all our desires do not exist anymore, and the ever-attracting Maya, who has attracted everyone and everyone has been killed by that Maya goes away, the master removes that Maya from our within, and in the place of greed, He manifests the contentment, and then we do not have any greed, we do not have any effect of the Maya. So Master lovingly showers His grace upon us, and He makes us the content one.
Kabir Sahib kehnde hai, ke galla na asi Maya to palla nahi chhada sakde. Aap kehnde hai, Maya hoi nagni, jagat rahi lipataye, iski seva jo kare, tisi hi ko phir khaye.
Kabir Sahib says that we cannot get rid of this Maya just by talking about getting rid of it. Until we go to the Master and until He makes us get rid of the Maya, we cannot get rid of it. He says that the Maya has become like a snake and everyone is surrounded by the Maya and those who do the devotion of the Maya devours only them.
ਆ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਸਰਪਨੀ ਸਰਪਨੀ ਕਿਆ ਕਰੋ ਭਾਈ ਜਿਹਨੇ ਸਾਚ ਪਛਾਣੇ ਤਿੰਨ ਸਰਪਨੀ ਖਾਈ ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੀ ਸਰਪਨੀ ਸਰਪਨੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੋ ਨਾਗਨੀ ਨਾਗਨੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੋ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸੱਚੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਨੇ ਨੂੰ ਪੈਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਥਰੇ ਮਧੋਲ ਸਿੱਟਿਆ ਹੈ
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਓ ਬ੍ਰਦਰਸ ਵਾਈ ਡੂ ਯੂ ਓਨਲੀ ਜਸਟ ਗੋ ਔਨ ਕਾਲਿੰਗ ਦ ਮਾਇਆ ਸਨੇਕ ਸਨੇਕ ਹੀ ਹੂ ਹੈਸ ਡਨ ਦੀ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਹੀ ਹੈਸ ਮੈਨੀਫੈਸਟਡ ਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਇਨ ਦ ਨੇਮ ਹੀ ਈਜ਼ੀਲੀ ਕ੍ਰਸ਼ਸ ਦੈਟ ਸਨੇਕ ਅੰਡਰ ਹਿਸ ਫੀਟ
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਮਾਇਆ ਇਸ ਤਾਰ ਕੇ ਗਈ ਕਾਫੀ ਲਾਲਚ ਦੇਣ ਲੱਗੀ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਪਰਮ ਸੰਤ ਸਨ, ਉਹ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਸਨ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕੀ ਕੀਤਾ ਕਿ ਤੂੰ ਇੱਥੇ ਬੈਠ, ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਜੋ ਉਹ ਰਸ਼ ਨੂੰ ਕੱਟਣ ਵਾਲੇ, ਤਾਗਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਕੱਟਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਛੁਰਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਉਹ ਲੈ ਆਏ, ਨੱਕ ਕੱਟ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਕੰਨ ਕੱਟ ਦਿੱਤਾ। ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ, ਨਾਕੋਂ ਕਾਟੀ ਕੰਨੋਂ ਕਾਟੀ, ਕਾਟ ਕੂਟ ਕੇ ਡਾਰੀ, ਕਹੇ ਕਬੀਰ ਸੰਤਨ ਕੀ ਬੈਰ, ਤੀਨ ਲੋਕ ਕੀ ਪਿਆਰੀ।
ਚੇਂਜਿੰਗ ਹਰ ਫਾਰਮਸ ਮਾਇਆ ਵੈਂਟ ਟੂ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਐਂਡ ਸ਼ੀ ਟ੍ਰਾਈਡ ਟੂ ਟੈਂਪਟ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ, ਪਰ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਵਾਜ਼ ਅ ਪਰਮ ਸੰਤ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਡਿਡ ਨਾਟ ਕਮ ਅੰਡਰ ਦੀ ਇਨਫਲੂਐਂਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਇਆ। ਵੈਨ ਸ਼ੀ ਵੈਂਟ ਟੂ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ, ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਓਕੇ ਯੂ ਸਿਟ ਹੇਅਰ। ਹੀ ਵੈਂਟ ਇਨਸਾਈਡ ਹਿਸ ਰੂਮ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਬ੍ਰੋਟ ਆਊਟ ਦ ਨਾਈਫ ਵਿਦ ਵਿਚ ਹੀ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਕੱਟ ਦ ਥਰੈਡ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਕੱਟ ਦ ਨੋਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਈਅਰਸ ਆਫ ਮਾਇਆ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਰੋਟ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਕੱਟ ਡਾਊਨ ਦੀ ਈਅਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਨੋਜ਼ ਆਫ ਮਾਇਆ। ਕਬੀਰ ਸੇਸ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਮਾਇਆ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਬਿਲਵਡ ਆਫ ਆਲ ਦ ਪੀਪਲ ਹੂ ਲਿਵ ਇਨ ਦ ਥਰੀ ਵਰਲਡਸ, ਬਟ ਦ ਮਾਇਆ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਐਨੀਮੀ ਆਫ ਦ ਸੇਂਟਸ।
ਪਰਮ ਪਿਤਾ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਕਿ ਜਦ ਐਸੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਹ ਭਗਵਾਨ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਪਹੁੰਚੀ, ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਤੇਰੀ ਇਹ ਕੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਹੈ, ਤੇਰੇ ਗਿੱਚੀ 'ਚ ਵਾਲ ਹੈ ਨਹੀਂ ਗੇ, ਮੱਥਾ ਤੇਰਾ ਖਰਾਬ ਹੋਇਆ ਪਿਆ, ਉਹਦੀ ਮੈਂ ਕੀ ਦੱਸਾਂ। ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਦਰਬਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਆਪਣਾ ਮੱਥਾ ਰਗੜਦੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੇ ਨੂੰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਕਰੋ, ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਾਓ। ਦੁਨੀਆਦਾਰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਕੜਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਮੈਂ ਹੱਥ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦੀ। ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੇ ਬਹੁਤੇ ਵਾਲ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਹੱਥ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਆ, ਉਹ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਪੱਟੇ ਹੋਏ ਆ।
ਸੁਪਰੀਮ ਫਾਦਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਮਾਇਆ ਵੈਂਟ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਕੋਰਟ ਆਫ ਆਲ ਮਾਈਟੀ ਲਾਰਡ ਇਨ ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਮਿਜ਼ਰੇਬਲ ਇਨ ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਪੂਅਰ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ, ਹਰ ਫੋਰਹੈਡ ਵਾਜ਼ ਬਰੂਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਸ਼ੀ ਡਿਡ ਨਾਟ ਹੈਵ ਐਨੀ ਹੇਅਰ। ਸੋ ਵੈਨ ਗੋਡ ਆਲ ਮਾਈਟੀ ਆਸਕਡ ਹਰ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਈ ਹਰ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਦੈਟ, ਸ਼ੀ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਗੋ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਕੋਰਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਸੇਂਟਸ, ਆਈ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਦ ਸੇਂਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਬਾਓ ਡਾਊਨ ਟੂ ਦੈਮ, I rub my forehead in front of them, I beg them to use me, but they do not use me. The worldly people always chase after me, they chase me, and they always try to catch hold of me, trying to catch hold of my hair, and that is how I have lost my hair. The masters do not accept me, and the worldly people are always after me.
Mahatma, jo bhi param sansandar vich aaye hai, kise ne taana ang ke guzara kita, kise ne kheti kari, ਔਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਜੋੜੇ ਗੱਟ ਕੇ ਦੁਕਾਨਦਾਰੀ ਕਰਕੇ ਆਪਣਾ ਗੁਜ਼ਾਰਾ ਕੀਤਾ। ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਜੋ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਇੱਕ ਨਮੂਨੇ ਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਸੰਗਤ ਦੀ ਮਾਇਆ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਸਰੀਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਵਰਤਦੇ ਗਏ, ਬਲਕਿ ਆਪਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ 'ਚੋਂ ਵੀ ਉਹ ਲੰਗਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ।
ਆਲ ਦ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ, ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ, ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਅਰਨ ਦੇਅਰ ਲਾਈਵਲੀਹੁੱਡ ਬਾਈ ਓਨੈਸਟ ਮੀਨਸ, ਈਦਰ ਦੇ ਡਿਡ ਦ ਫਾਰਮਿੰਗ ਔਰ ਦੇ ਡਿਡ ਦ ਬਿਜ਼ਨਸ ਔਰ ਦੇ ਸਟਿਚ ਦ ਸ਼ੂਜ਼ ਐਂਡ some masters worked for others. The meaning is that all the masters, those who came in this world, they did not accept any maya, they did not accept any money of the sangat for their own maintenance. They always worked themselves, they always earned their own livelihood for themselves.
Sat santokh diya gur pure name amrit pi pana hai ਗੁਰ ਕੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਸਭ ਮਾਏ ਸਮਾਣੀ ਆਪ ਸੁਣੀ ਤੈ ਆਪ ਵਖਾਣੀ ਜਿਨ ਜਿਨ ਜਪੀ ਤੇਈ ਸਭ ਨਿਸਤਰੇ ਤਿਨ ਪਾਇਆ ਨਿਚਲ ਥਾਨਾਏ।
ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਪਦਾਰਥਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਮੁਕਤ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ? ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਦਰਬਾਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਉੱਠ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨੂੰ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਬਾਣੀ ਕਹਿ ਰਹੇ ਆ ਉਸੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨੂੰ। ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਉਹ ਦਿਨ ਰਾਤ ਉਸ ਬਾਣੀ ਨੂੰ ਸੁਣਦਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਸੇਵਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਹੁਕਮ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਦੇਖੋ ਪਿਆਰਿਓ, ਅਗਰ ਇਸ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਨੂੰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੁਣੋਗੇ, ਜਿੱਥੇ ਇਹ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੀ ਦਰਗਾਹ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ, ਉੱਥੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਜਾਓਗੇ।
Now he says that how does the master become the liberated ones from this material of the world? Guru Nanak Sahib calls that sound as the Shabad or as the Bani. The masters lovingly tell their disciples that the sound is coming from our real home. If you will listen to that Shabad, if you will listen to that sound current, and if you will do your devotion, then you will also become the liberated ones like the master who has been listening and who has been manifesting that sound within himself has become.
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਬਾਣੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੀ ਹੈ, ਮੈਂ ਹੀ ਸੁਣਦਾ ਹਾਂ, ਮੈਂ ਹੀ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੇ ਘਰੇ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਨਹੀਂ, ਉਹ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਸਮਾਈ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ, ਜਿਹੜਾ ਉੱਚੇ ਕਰਮਾਂ ਵਾਲਾ ਭਾਗਾਂ ਵਾਲਾ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਸੁਣਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹੀ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਡਸ ਨਾਟ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਦੀ ਓਨਲੀ ਵਨ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਹੂਮ ਦੈਟ ਬਾਣੀ ਇਜ਼ ਮੈਨੀਫੈਸਟਡ ਔਰ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਦੀ ਓਨਲੀ ਵਨ ਹੂ ਇਜ਼ ਲਿਸਨਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਦੈਟ ਬਾਣੀ. ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਨੋ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਲਾਈਕ ਦੈਟ, ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਐਵਰੀ ਵਨ, ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਮੈਨੀਫੈਸਟਡ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਐਵਰੀ ਵਨ. He is the most fortunate one who listens to that bani or the shabad. He who follows that sound, he reaches his real home.
Aap pyar na kehnde hai eh likhan padhan bolan wali bani nahi, eh bina bol bolya bina boli bhasha hai.
He says that this is not the bani which can be read or which can be written in any language or which can be sung. This bani is the unwritten law and unspoken language.
ਜਿਨ ਜਿਨ ਜਪੀ ਤੇਈ ਸਭ ਨਿਸਤਰੇ ਤਿਨ ਪਾਇਆ ਨਿਹ ਚਲ ਥਾਨਾ ਸਤ ਗੁਰ ਕੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਸਤ ਗੁਰ ਜਾਣੇ ਜੋ ਕਿਛ ਕਰੇ ਸੋ ਆਪਣ ਪਾਣੇ ਸਾਧੂ ਤੁਰ ਜਾਚੈ ਜਨ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਦ ਕੁਰਬਾਨਾ ਹੈ.
ਆ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਜੇ ਸਹਿਜੋ ਬਾਈ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਸੀ ਅਗਰ ਮੈਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਸਮੁੰਦਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਛਾਹੀ ਬਣਾ ਲਵਾਂ, ਸਾਰੀ ਬਨਸਪਤ ਦੀ ਕਲਮ ਬਣਾ ਲਵਾਂ, ਸਾਰੀ ਧਰਤੀ ਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਕਾਗਜ਼ ਬਣਾ ਲਵਾਂ ਕਿ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਲਿਖ ਦੇਵਾਂਗੀ. ਇਹ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਉਹ ਗੁਰੂ ਹੀ ਜਾਣਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਸਹਿਜੋ ਬਾਈ ਹੈਡ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਵਨ ਇਫ ਆਈ ਟਰਨ ਆਲ ਦ ਵਾਟਰਸ ਆਫ ਆਲ ਦੀ ਓਸ਼ਨਸ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦੀ ਇੰਕ ਐਂਡ ਇਵਨ ਇਫ ਆਈ ਮੇਕ ਦ ਪੇਪਰ ਯੂਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਆਲ ਦ ਵੈਜੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ, ਇਵਨ ਇਫ ਆਈ ਟਰਨ ਦ ਹੋਲ ਅਰਥ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦ ਪੇਪਰ ਐਂਡ ਇਵਨ ਇਫ ਆਈ ਮੇਕ ਦ ਪੈਨ ਯੂਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਆਲ ਦ ਵੈਜੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦਿਸ ਅਰਥ, ਵਿਲ ਆਈ ਬੀ ਏਬਲ ਟੂ ਰਾਈਟ ਦ ਗਲੋਰੀ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਨਫ? The same thing Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj is saying. He is saying that we cannot sing the praise of the Master, we cannot sing the glory of the Master enough. Only He who has become one with Him knows His glory, and only He Himself knows His glory and can sing His praise.
Jo kuch karda hai, oh Malik di mauj vich hi karda hai. Jinu hukum hunda hai, Parmatma da, usse nu naam de naal jodda hai. ਨਾਮ ਇੱਕ ਕਿਸਮ ਦੀ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਇਮਾਨਤ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ. ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਪਰਾਈ ਅਮਾਨ ਕਿਉਂ ਰੱਖੀਏ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਹੂੰ ਸੁਖ ਹੋਏ. ਉਹ ਖੁਸ਼ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਜਦ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਅਮਾਨਤ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਰੱਖੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਆਤਮਾ ਆ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਲੈਂਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ.
ਵਟ ਐਵਰ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਡਸ, ਹੀ ਡਸ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਅਕੋਰਡੈਂਸ ਟੂ ਦ ਵਿਲ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ. ਹੀ ਕਨੈਕਟਸ ਦ ਸੋਲਸ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਓਨਲੀ ਇਨ ਦ ਵਿਲ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ. ਨਾਮ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਗਿਫਟ ਵਿਚ the master is holding for us. Guru Nanak Sahib says that when I am able to give that gift to the people who are supposed to get it, I become very happy. So master is keeping that gift of naam with him, and when he is able to give that, when he is able to deliver that to the person who are supposed to get it, he becomes very happy.
Kis tarah param pada kripal ne samundra ch pahadan diyan chotiyan ch registan de andar mufti daat ja ke ditti. ਉਹ ਖੁਸ਼ ਹੋਇਆ ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਨੂੰ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਦਾਤ ਦੇ ਕੇ.
ਯੂ ਸੀ ਦੈਟ ਹਾਉ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਕ੍ਰੋਸਡ ਸੋ ਮੈਨੀ ਓਸ਼ਨਸ. ਹੀ ਵੈਂਟ ਔਨ ਦ ਪੀਕ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਊਂਟਨਸ, ਹੀ ਵੈਂਟ ਇਨ ਦ ਡੈਜ਼ਰਟਸ, ਐਂਡ ਹਾਉ ਫਰੀਲੀ ਹੀ ਗੇਵ ਦਿਸ ਗਿਫਟ ਆਫ ਨਾਮ ਟੂ ਦ ਪੀਪਲ ਹੂ ਵਰ ਸਪੋਜ਼ ਟੂ ਗੈਟ ਇਟ, ਐਂਡ ਹਾਉ ਹੈਪੀ ਹੀ ਬਿਕੇਮ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦੈਟ.
ਸੋ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਨੇ ਅੱਛੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਗਾਈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਆਪ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਮਾ ਚੁੱਕੇ ਸਨ. ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਖੰਡਾ ਪ੍ਰਬੰਧਾਂ 'ਤੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਇੱਜ਼ਤ ਵੇਖਦੇ ਸਨ ਕਿ ਗੁਰੂ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਮਿਲਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਗੁਰੂ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਭੈੜੇ ਖੋਟੇ ਕਰਮਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਬਖਸ਼ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਮਾਫ਼ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਸੋ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ ਸੈਂਗ ਦੀ ਗਲੋਰੀ ਆਫ ਹਿਸ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਹਿਮ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਹੈਡ ਬਿਕਮ ਵਨ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਹੀ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ. And he had seen that how the Master is present within everyone, in all the different creations, in all the different divisions of the creations, in all the Khands and Brahman. And since he had realized that Master is the only one who can connect us with God Almighty, and Master is the only one who forgives our faults, and he is the only one who can take us back to the real home, that is why he sang the glory of his Master.
So, ਸਾਡਾ ਵੀ ਫਰਜ਼ ਬਣਦਾ ਹੈ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਦੇਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਜੋ ਗੁਰੂਆਂ ਨੇ ਰਸਤਾ ਬਿਠਾਇਆ, ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਈਏ, ਮਿਹਨਤ ਕਰੀਏ, ਅੱਜ ਦਾ ਕੰਮ ਕੱਲ ਤੇ ਨਾ ਪਾਈਏ, ਜਿਹੜਾ ਅੱਜ ਕਰਨਾ ਉਹ ਸੁਬਾਹ ਕਰ ਲੈਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ। ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਭਜਨ ਰੋਜ਼ ਕਰਨਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ। ਪਰਮ ਪਿਤਾ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦਾ ਵਾਕ ਮੈਂ ਫਿਰ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਯਾਦ ਲਾਉਣਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ 100 ਕੰਮ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾਓ, 1000 ਕੰਮ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੈਠੋ। ਜਦ ਤੱਕ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਖੁਰਾਕ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੇ ਲੈਂਦੇ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਚਿਰ ਤਨ ਨੂੰ ਖੁਰਾਕ ਦੇਵੋ ਨਾ। ਜਿੰਨੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਤਨ ਨੂੰ ਖੁਰਾਕ ਜ਼ਰੂਰੀ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਉਨੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਖੁਰਾਕ ਵੀ ਹੈ। ਆਤਮਾ ਜਨਮਾਂ ਜਨਮਾਂਤਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਭੁੱਖੀ ਹੈ, ਕਮਜ਼ੋਰ ਹੈ। ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਨਾਲ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤਾਕਤ ਹੋਏ ਆਏਗੀ, ਇਹੀ ਬਲਵਾਨ ਹੋਏਗੀ।
ਸੋ ਇਨ ਆਰਡਰ ਟੂ ਗਿਵ ਪੀਸ ਟੂ ਅਵਰ ਸੋਲ, ਵੀ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਫੋਲੋ ਦ ਪਾਥ ਔਨ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਬੀਨ ਪੁੱਟ ਬਾਈ ਅਵਰ ਬਿਲਵਡ ਮਾਸਟਰ। ਵੀ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਫੋਲੋ ਹਿਸ ਟੀਚਿੰਗਸ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਡੂ ਅਵਰ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਲਾਈਕ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ ਟੋਲਡ ਅਸ, ਵੀ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਬੀ ਗ੍ਰੇਟਫੁਲ ਟੂ ਅਵਰ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਫਾਰ ਗਿਵਿੰਗ ਅਸ ਦਿਸ ਬੂਨ, ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਡੂ ਅਵਰ ਪ੍ਰੈਕਟਿਸਿਸ ਹੋਲ ਹਾਰਟੇਡਲੀ। Once again, I would like to repeat the words of beloved Lord Kripal, what he said about the satsang. He used to say that we should give up hundreds of important works to attend the satsang, and we should give up thousands of important works to do the meditation. He also used to say that we should not eat the food until we have given the food of meditation to our soul. So I hope that you will understand this and you will remember the words of beloved Lord, and you will attend the satsangs and you will do your bhajan and simran.
The talk was given July 31st, 1990, in Acton, Massachusetts. A closing bhajan is on page 28. Deke Bhote Nirali Mehama. They have seen the unique greatness of satsang. In satsang, there are pearls and diamonds, but they are achieved little by little by one who has discovered the greatness of satsang. Only satsang removes all the difficulties. Only satsang saves the drowning. One always remains prosperous. Such is the greatness of satsang. Satsang is the best place of pilgrimage, brother, for those who earn an honest living. One who doesn't work remains empty. Oh, come together in satsang and make your life successful, so that in the end you will not be clapped at or humiliated. We have seen the unique greatness of satsang. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 28.
Deki bhote nirali mehima satsang ki. Deki bhote nirali mehima satsang ki. Satsang mehe moti hire milte hai par dire dire. Satsang mehe moti hire milte hai par dire dire. Jisne khoj nikali mehima satsang ki. Dekhi bhot nirali mehima satsang ki. Dekhi bhot nirali mehima satsang ki. Satsang hi sab sankat tare, dubte ko satsang hi tare. Satsang hi sab sankat tare, dubte ko satsang hi tare. Sad rahe khushihali mehima satsang ki. Dekhi bhot nirali mehima satsang ki. Dekhi bhot nirali mehima satsang ki. Satsang utam tirat bai karte hai jo ne ka kamai. Satsang utam tirat bai karate jone mai karamahi rahi kali mehima sate sangaki dekhi bote nirali mehima sate sangaki dekhi bote nirali Sati sanga me sab mil kare avo jivane apna safal banavo Sati sanga me sab mil kare avo jivane apna safal banavo Antipite na itali meima sate sangaki deki bote nirali meima sate sangaki deki bote nirali meima sate sangaki.
Satsang is the best place of pilgrimage, brother, for those who earn an honest living. One who doesn't work remains empty. We have seen the unique greatness of satsang. May God bless us all.